It's 8:41. The Musers wrapping up our week here on Radio Row in San Francisco covering Super Bowl 60. Still have the Invasion, the Sweet Spot, and the Hardline to come today. And right now, Gordo takes out the wireless mic to talk to some of our peers here in the radio and television and podcasting business here at the Convention Center. Come in, Gordo.
Thank you, Craig. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's just like a tale of two cities because last night when I was here for the Hardline, this place was hopping, packed nut to butt with people. And this morning, it appears that people have cleared out. And Michael, our engineer, even told us that a lot of stations have left for today. Here we are, the final day of the broadcast week before the Super Bowl, and some people have left.
Weird.
That's insane. But there still are. I would say about we're at about 20% capacity this morning, filled with people. Here's a woman who works here. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi, how are you?
I'm Gordon with The Ticket in Dallas. What are you guys working on here?
We're working on your popcorn.
Oh, you're getting a popcorn machine going.
We're going to have popcorn and espresso.
Uh-huh. And so, do you work for the convention center?
I do. I am a food and beverage manager.
What's that?
A food and beverage manager.
Oh, how long you been doing that?
I've been here for 3 years, you know.
3 years? Did you study food and beverage in college?
No.
No?
Home.
Oh, at home you studied it at home.
Yes.
And, did you enter the work? Did you raise children?
Oh, yes.
How many?
Three.
Three. Uh-huh. Two boys and a girl?
Yes, exactly.
Thank
wow.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, you had a 50, and 50 where'd you grow up?
Where did I grow up?
Yeah, where'd you grow up?
Between here in Mexico. I am from Mexico.
Uh-huh. From here and in Mexico.
Yes.
Two places. Where in Mexico?
This is Guadalajara.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Yes.
I've been there.
You've been good.
Many times. Carried many packages across the border for people. Yeah, okay. Well, good. Well, enjoy the popcorn. When's it going to be ready?
Thank you so much. You better come and get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How long have you been married?
Oh, I was. Sorry.
What's that?
Gordon.
Many years.
Oh, you were married?
Yes.
What about now? Are you still married?
No.
Oh, God.
All right.
Way to go.
Leave her alone.
What happened there?
Oh, many things.
We should probably knock it off.
His fault?
Life. No, I can't say anything. Oh, I mean,
your fault?
No one's fault.
Oh, no one's fault.
It's just decisions.
Just things happen, right?
Things happen, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
We've all been there.
We've all been there, I'm sure. Yes.
All right. God bless.
Thank
all right.
You.
Would you stop it?
His eyes lit up when she said no more.
They did not light up.
Trying to make popcorn.
We should probably knock it up.
Did she think she would get that question while trying to make popcorn?
No.
Hey, here's the Ithaca College students. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Gordon with The Ticket in Dallas. I think we've talked with you guys a few times here. We usually carry around the wireless microphone. What are you guys doing this morning?
We're all just prepping for interviews and pushing out content that we've had in the past couple of days. Today's a big, it's kind of like edit day for us. And also we've got a couple last final interviews here at the table, and then we'll make the flight back to Ithaca tonight.
Now, what's the difference in pushing out content and just making content?
So today it's like editing. So we're doing all the post-production, all of the editing, getting everything looking good, looking pretty, captions, all that good stuff. And then we still have some pre-production stuff. Like right now I'm prepping questions for interviews. We're all kind of on different pages today.
Are you worried that AI
is going to take your jobs?
I mean, there's aspects that it could, but, you know, you can't escape human connection. And I feel like that's really the awesome thing about sports.
Because I think AI is going to take all your jobs.
I mean, we can fight as much as we want, but, you know, we can fight as hard as much as we want, and I'm planning on doing that.
No, I don't think you understand.
I think AI is going to take your jobs.
I mean, it could, hypothetically, in a sense, but at the same time, too, you know, you can't escape human connection.
True. Mm-hmm. I'm done talking to you
about this, but I hope you guys have a great show.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. God dang it. Oops.
It's fun.
Gosh. I got so scared halfway through whatever you're saying. Like a stupid robot, I repeat you. I'll talk to this guy over here. How you doing, sir?
Here's a guy.
No, don't strain yourself. You don't have to get up. I'm just saying hi, seeing what's happening over here.
We're just doing a show.
what station you at?
This is 95.7 The Game in San Francisco.
Oh, from here in San Francisco. Good. You lived here a long time?
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Amazing.
Nice. And where'd you go to school?
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart? That sounds Baptist.
A lot of people
Sacred Heart is in San Francisco, and any local always refers to the high school, not the college.
A lot of people are saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
That's funny.
Okay. You heard that saying. It's an old saying.
Where are you from?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, with these guys or their competition?
No, I don't know who these guys are. Oh, no, that's the fan. Yeah, that's no, their competition.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, good. You enjoying them?
No.
Oh.
I like Dallas.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, take care.
Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I scared
49er fans hate Dallas.
He almost choked on this Danish there. All right, talk to this guy here. How you doing, sir? Where are we going so fast today?
To the police report.
Oh, is that who you work for?
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean? Whoa. You kind of hesitated there. So,
I mean, I'm working from full time. Is that what?
You don't work from full time. You're a subcontractor. Yeah. What you carrying? Sandbags?
No, food.
Oh, that's food.
Yeah.
Food. That's like a feed bag.
Yes. That's,
very old timey looking. It's
cooker than brownies.
Rice.
Tell them about the goats at White Rock.
Rice. Yeah. Rice?
Yeah. Well, what? I mean, it's not rice, but. It was, I took the rice bag and I put food in it.
Oh, actually, I got you.
It looks, you know.
In Dallas at White Rock Lake, we have goats now.
Goats?
Yeah. All right, man, take care.
Great story.
Thank you.
God. We have goats now.
All right, wait. I somehow got trapped outside the wall. I'm coming right by you guys, but I'm trapped out here.
Get back inside. Oh, there you are.
Yeah. How do I get back inside? Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey,
what's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, what happened to our CNBC lady?
Go. It's like another female reporter right over here as soon as you get back inside the wall.
Why are you pointing out female reporters?
Because I know you like to target them.
I don't target them. I just feel more comfortable with them. Oh, right here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Oh, wait, here's another lady. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, we talked to you before.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Where were you from again?
It was Dallas? Did we
yeah, we're from Dallas.
Dallas.
Where were you from?
Seattle, actually.
Seattle, that's right. Was Courtney involved in the Kurt Cobain deal?
I don't know.
You don't know? Go Seahawks.
Go Hawks, though.
Yeah, go Hawks. Yeah, I love you.
And you're going to international game.
Yeah, we're going to Rio.
Rio.
You
going to
be there?
Yeah, see you there. Okay. What? I don't know what that's about.
Cowboys are going to play a game.
Oh, they are. Okay. All right. Fine. All right. I'll talk to this lady here. See what she's up to. How you doing, ma'am? Where are you heading off to so fast?
I'm headed to do my live hit for CBS right now.
Oh, you're a TV person.
I am a TV person.
Okay. Yeah. What are you going to report on?
Right now, Starter Jackets, the iconic brand.
Oh, the iconic brand.
Up, and I met a super fan who's been collecting them for decades.
Oh, excellent. So excellent.
Ask her why she's ignoring
Robert
the ice
Kraft,
stuff
guilty?
In Minneapolis.
Okay. Yeah. No comment. But right. Wait, who are you? What's your name?
George Dunham from Dallas.
No.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Gianna Franco. Okay. Let's be friends.
George. Yep.
Thank you.
Did she say, let's be friends?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay. At George Dunham on Twitter.
All right, are we out of time? Or do I have time for
one more minute.
Yeah, one more victim.
One more person to speak with. All right, we got to talk to her because of her purse. Do you own that purse?
I do.
How much does something like that cost? It's pretty bad, isn't it?
No.
I mean, like, expensive.
I mean, you know what? I will say this is my aunt's purse.
Ask her if you can have it.
Gave it to me.
Your aunt gave it to you?
Yeah. She passed away.
Way to go, Gordon.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing.
But she lived a long, long life, right?
She did. I'm sorry. It's not funny. But I use it because, you know, one, Valentino's.
You don't normally laugh at your aunt's death.
No.
Just to this morning is a special occasion.
No, just because it's like a weird, but Valentino recently passed away, and I said, oh, cool, let's use that purse. And I like to use her stuff because it's a way to keep her alive.
Right.
So when people like you ask me, then I'm like, this is my aunt's purse. She gets credit for buying it.
All other aunts and uncles are still alive, right?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
He hated that answer.
Take that rejection.
He hated that answer.
Was she still married when she passed away?
No, she was never married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She didn't have any kids.
No kids.
So lucky.
How many first cousins do you have?
None. On
really?
That side. Yeah.
Well, what about on the other side?
Oh, my God. You want to hear my whole life story?
Yeah. I'm kind of interested. Where'd you grow up?
San Francisco.
Okay. So born and bred. And is this
Cowboys?
A San Francisco station?
It is. We're the local NBC station.
Local NBC station. Okay.
Where are you from?
We're Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're the Ticket radio show in Dallas. Radio show. It's a station. I called it a radio show because I'm distracted by the ant's purse over here. So, I mean, it's a little garish, isn't it?
A little bit.
I mean, garish, maybe. for you.
God.
It's colorful. You can see I'm not a very colorful
did not
person.
Go over well.
Yeah.
You know.
How long you work for this station?
5 years.
Did you just shove something in your mouth right before, right as I was asking a question? It's horrible timing.
It was melting.
It's okay. It's okay.
It would have melted. It would have stayed.
It's okay. Have you ever been to Dallas?
I have.
Really? What did you do there?
My best friend in college was from Fort Worth. So I came for, we went to Dallas and Fort Worth, and we hung out there. We went to a wedding.
Mm-hmm. See any goats?
With her family, 4th of July weekend.
See any goats? You know, we have goats down by the lake now.
No.
Is that a real leather jacket?
No.
Would you wear real leather? Yeah, you would. That's probably real leather that your aunt, your, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't care about that so much.
You don't like my aunt's purse?
You get a dead cow and a dead aunt, and they come together, and now you get a purse.
No, now she's gonna haunt you later. I mean, I'm just gonna, but I've always been a fan of the studs. This was
Have you had any children? Have you gone?
Oh, yeah.
You've waded into the breeding pool and done all that stuff?
I have three.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Two girls and a boy.
One girl and two boys.
Ah, dang it. I got it wrong. Sorry. That's one of the guessing games that I do. I try to guess progeny. Yeah, who's your favorite band?
I'm a hip hop R&B.
You like hip hop. And what's your husband into?
Like what does he do? Or no, what is he into?
Musically.
Music. Everything. Hip hop, Latin music.
Where'd you meet him?
We went to high school together.
Oh, high school sweethearts or no?
No.
Met at a reunion?
No.
Well, how'd you hook up with him?
She's laughing again.
Oh, my God, really?
Was it a dead aunt purse bazaar and he was there?
No. He slid into my DMs.
Oh.
A very classy way of approaching people these days.
the very
what's her name?
Thirst trap way.
What's your name so if people can follow you, our listeners can follow you on social media?
My name is Ginger, and on social media, I'm Ginger AC.
Ask Ginger
her if,
AC.
If she knows Terry McSweeney.
Do you know Terry McSweeney?
I do. Yeah. I'm supposed to have lunch with him today.
Oh, really?
He's a weekend anchor there.
Yeah, he's a weekend anchor there.
That's,
he slid into my DMs recently. It was a whole tense deal. But
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm going to have to tell him that we've had this very...
Can I call you Ginger?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Ginger.
It was a pleasure.
We're out of time, but anyway. Okay.
Who killed Kennedy?
Cool. Do we have time for that?
Huh?
Do we have time for that?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have an opinion?
No, I don't. Okay. None that I probably can share.
Do you have any known allergies?
None that I know of.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. There you go.
She
Ginger.
Answered all the questions on the questionnaire.
NBC, San Francisco.
Yeah. Okay. What's that guy's name again?
Terry McSweeney. He's one of their weekend anchors.
All right. Good job, Gordo.
Yes, sir.